Zavim, chapter 5, Mishnah 11, Balkeri, a Balkeri, someone who's had a seminal discharge, is impure, kamage sheretz, like someone who touched a dead sheretz. That's to a rishon letuma level. So someone has had a seminal emission, he's a first level impure. Ubal nida, if someone has relations with a woman who is a nida, katame mace, is impure to the same level as someone who's touched a corpse, and that's an avhatuma, impure for 7 days. Very high level of impurity if he has relations with a nida. Ela shechamu mimena bol nida, but not even that, says the Mishnah. Someone who has relations with a nida, there's even a stringency over someone who touches a corpse, and that shumatame mishka v'moishav tuma kala, letame oichlin umashkin, that he also will transmit impurity if he lies or sits on something, even without touching it. So the example he brings over here is like he lies on 10 sheets. So all of those sheets are going to be impure. It's a lighter level of impurity, right? But it is going to transmit impurity to all of those sheets under him. And that won't be the case with someone who's touched a corpse. If he lies on those 10 sheets, he's not going to make all the ones underneath impure, right? So there's a higher level of impurity or an extra stringency going on over there.